Greetings, I'm Stephanie Briggs, the creator of Heart Blossom, where I offer soul guidance and inspiration to a global community of healers, artists, and heart-centered visionaries. This is your moon message for the full moon in Leo, February 9th, 2020. I am very excited about this full moon. I am really feeling the Leo vibes, and I am here today sharing with you from my home office. This is my workspace, and I just wanted to share some of the ways that I bring creativity into my life, because really this moon is all about the possibility of healing with creativity. And this full moon is actually in a trine pattern with the moon in Leo to Mars in Sagittarius. Mars in Sagittarius has like the power of conviction, of belief, of faith, and like whatever it is that you're passionate about, that you want to speak up about, like the causes you believe in, or just something that you know to be true that you think is fundamental, is essential to reality. What is your message? What is it that you want to get out there? This full moon has an invitation for us to bring more acceptance and healing to our process of creativity, and then also to ourselves, and then allowing ourselves to actually be seen and to share what we have and to share who we are with others on whatever scale we are called to. So at this full moon, I've been reflecting on my creative process, and I struggle a lot sometimes with a sense of pressure, and then I feel really stuck and blocked, and it's really hard to access my creative flow. And I've been learning that when that happens, my old way of dealing with it is to just apply more pressure and get stressed out and then like get frustrated and upset with myself. And I realized that maybe my process is actually okay. Maybe if I would allow it to unfold the way that it will, it might actually be easier. And I've been learning that that is actually true for me, that when I'm feeling stuck, it means I need to do something to move around to get my energy flowing rather than pressuring myself and forcing myself to stay at my desk and keep working. And that's okay for me. And when I allow myself to take a break or to just go do something fun, it's way easier when I come back to get back into the flow and allow that creativity to move through me. And I do personally understand that this is one way that I'm meant to serve. And I truly believe that we all have creativity that wants to be expressed. And honestly, the creative impulse that you have is no different from the impulse that creates new lives, that creates new human babies and new creatures of all kinds. I believe that art is a form of magic. It's just one way of translating your inner experience, your inner fire, into a medium that others can interact with and possibly get to know more about you and your perspective and your experience and your understanding of reality. Think of the power of music to shape your mood, to get messages out there. I was thinking personally on some of the music that has been so meaningful to me in my life, that oftentimes provided support when I was struggling, or inspiration in moments through like lyrics that just spoke to me. And I think about that all of these things were created by other humans who had the courage and the drive and the motivation to create this thing and put it out there and get it into a place where I could encounter it and receive the gift of their creation. And Yeah, so anybody who says that like art doesn't matter, that creativity is just like some frivolous pursuit, is completely minimizing and avoiding the very real power of creativity. So at this moon, I really want to encourage you to explore how play and creative expression can support you in your life. I know for me, it just helps me access more energy and aliveness, and just feels really liberating and nourishing to me. I personally really love dancing and singing. I also love collaging. You can see I've got some of my collages here at my desk. And I just love having even this fun workspace. It's like a place that I want to be. Why not bring a little fun into your life? It's not meant to all be serious. Like, we're living in intense times and there's a lot going on. And if you're receiving this message, I know that there are things you care deeply about. There are things you worry about, that you wonder about. I know that there's something that you feel that you want to do, something that you have to put out there. And I just want to say, like, you're meant to be who you are. You're meant to shine. You're meant to share that sacred flame of yours with others. And, you know, a lot of times we have these ideas of Leo as somebody who needs to be the center of attention. They're dramatic. Then there's something wrong with wanting attention, but it's actually a natural human need to feel seen and connected with other humans. Just think of the joy of a kid when they've created a drawing or they have a new dance they want to share. Think how excited they are to tell you about it. They just want to share their joy with you. In addition to getting your attention, it actually can become a shared experience. Now, this full moon also includes Venus, which has just moved into Aries and now is in a conjunction with Chiron, the healing principle. And these are in a wide T square with the lunar nodes in Cancer and Capricorn. So this means that this is a big tension pattern. We are being shown more about some of our internal conditioning, ideas, wounding that has to do with being able to just exist as who we are. A lot of us, especially those of us who are creative, those of us who are different, who are spiritual, or really anyone who holds a marginalized identity in society will have experiences of it's not safe to be who I am. It's not okay to be who I am. I have to hide in some way because being seen and being out in the open, being seen in my power is too vulnerable. And so if that's your experience, if that's been your feeling, I just want to say, I get it. I'm in this too, and I believe that it can start with your relationship with yourself. Again, like, how can you bring acceptance to who you are and to the way that you are? How can you let your process of being human, your process of the human experience, how can you let that be what it is? Without trying to change it, just for a moment, if you could try that on, what would that be like for you? And if you are willing to practice this on a regular basis, if you practice accessing and regarding yourself with acceptance, I wonder what might shift for you in your interactions with others. Even when other people don't agree with us, when they have a totally different view of reality, they think differently of us than we think of ourselves. What would it be like to know that your experience is real for you? What would it be like to not doubt your experience and to not doubt your reality and your ability to perceive and to know and discern what is true for you? so much of our collective programming, dogma, whatever you want to call it, like all the covert messaging and overt messaging that we receive in the course of our lives, a lot of it gives us the message that we're not that powerful, that some outer authority gets to tell us what is and isn't okay. And a lot of us have learned to abandon our own knowing in order to align with this approved version of things. And again, for the purpose of surviving, for the purpose of staying safe. So if you have done what you need to do to stay safe, I'm so glad. And the question is there any room to shift out of that? Where are you still holding on to survival mode when actually it's possible to come a little more alive than that? I want to just send you off with one more practice that you can do to tap into fun and play and the power of creativity in accessing your intuition, your inner knowing, your inner wisdom, however you experience that. If you're feeling stuck in your creativity or in accessing your truth or figuring out what to do in your life, and you're really wrestling with the need to find the right answer, I would invite you to try this practice of clairpretend, which is a concept that I learned about through Halea Priest during my Akashic Record practitioner training. When you're feeling stuck, to go into an energy of play, pretend, imagination, and imagine that you knew the answer. Imagine that you knew what to do. Imagine that you had your inspiration that you were seeking. If you imagined it, what would it be? And allow yourself to just release the need to judge something as right or wrong. Release the need for certainty and control or something that makes sense. Sometimes our creative flow will happen in a way that, again, seems chaotic, that seems uncertain or unclear, and it's about staying with that process. So clairpretend is a practice that can help you get back into that flow, to relax and release and open, to let this energy and inspiration move through you. Because the reality is, we don't have full control while we're here in our human experience. We do have a lot of power. We have the power of choice. And we don't have ultimate power to control every little thing, which means that when things are hard, when you're struggling, when you're in pain, or you're just experiencing something that's challenging, do not take that as indication that you're wrong or that you're being punished. Who you are and how you are and where you are does not have to be a problem. Sending you so much love at this full moon in Leo and wishing you many blessings.